The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, as we go through this blessed month of Ramadan, I want to continue and actually speak about the blessed month. And so today I want to talk about how the month of Ramadan can be a complete transformation in our lives. Obviously, as believers, we know the fact that Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is not like any other month. And even really the non-believers who understand even a small amount about Islam, they recognize this fact. And even if you go on to some of the social media platforms, you'll see even non-believers taking the challenge to fast Ramadan, 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, the entire month. Some of them recognize the beauty of the fasting, the importance of it, the uniqueness of this event, and so they try to put themselves in the feet of a believer and try to go through the same routine and rituals that we experience, that we are obligated to go through. And one of the things as Muslims that we always should appreciate is the fact that Ramadan is meant to be a complete transformation of our lives. And this is seen in the ahadith of the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And it's also seen in the words of his successors, the Ahlul Bayt, may Allah's blessings be upon all of them. And I just want to give us one example from the Quran of how our life will change, and how the fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, also spoke about Ramadan and the life-changing time that we are going through. So in the Quran, and we all know this verse, if we're believers and we have experienced Ramadan, we have probably memorized this verse from chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 183, where Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you, just as it was prescribed for those who came before you, so that perhaps you may deserve God's protection against the temptations of your carnal soul and attain piety, reach this level of what we call taqwa. Taqwa, that trait which allows us to recognize our responsibility at every given time in our lives, whether we're at home or at work or at school or in the malls or outside in public. Taqwa is that force that keeps us under control, that keeps us in check, that allows us to not break the laws of God, to do what is right in every instance, that we don't have to second guess it or think about doing good. It just will come naturally to us. And this is what is one of the main goals of Ramadan, actually. And that's why it's a transformative time for us. Now, that doesn't mean that the rest of the 11 months of the year we are free to do as we want and to sin and to openly disregard the laws of the Creator. But we're expected, at least in these 30 days and nights, to make a change, a forced change in our character, in our behavior, in our actions, with the hopes and the prayers that that will then carry over into the rest of the year. Will that happen? Well, God says at the end of the verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. لَعَلَّ in Arabic, and it may not be rendered in the English of the verse by translators, but it really means perhaps, maybe. It's a possibility. So God did not say that fasting has been prescribed until the end of the verse so that you will definitely attain taqwa, that it's like 100% given that you do one thing and you deserve or you get another. Because there are many aspects to the month of Ramadan and fasting, and just keeping away from the 9 or 10 things which our jurists mention are impermissible is just one of the aspects. But it's the goal of the month of Ramadan that hopefully through all of these struggles we put ourselves through for 30 days and nights, waking up early for the pre-dawn meal, staying up late for iftar, late into the night in some communities, depriving ourselves of sleep, depriving ourselves of food and water, and all the other things which are impermissible for a believer in the daytime hours. Hopefully, through all of this self-discipline, training of the soul, that we can reach to that level that God wants us to reach to. And God willing, I pray that we all can reach to that level this Ramadan. I'm sure many of us thought, well, COVID would go away in a few months last year, and here we are 1 year later, in the same position that we are last year. Will we have another year of COVID Ramadan? Maybe. I don't want to get our hopes up and say that, you know, the vaccines are going to be, you know, 100% successful, because we see, we don't see that right now, unfortunately. So let me move on. So we've seen this verse. Now, what does the fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, what does he say about Ramadan? Now, this is taken from his very beautiful supplication that he would recite at the beginning of the month of Ramadan. And I'm just going to give you one line of a few portions in it, and where he says that this month of Ramadan, he says, is shahrul siyam, wa shahrul islam, wa shahrul tuhur, wa shahrul tamhis, wa shahrul qiyam. This complete transformation in our lives, brothers and sisters, as I just previously said from the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, carries over in how the fourth Imam now explains Ramadan to us. A, it's shahrul siyam, the month of fasting. And fasting, as I'll just mention briefly when I move on a bit later, is not just not eating and drinking or smoking or whatever else our scholars have determined from the ahadith. It is much more deeper than that. It's Shahrul Islam, the month of submission. Because as you know, that when Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked to describe Islam, he said, Al-Islamu huwa taslim. This Islam is submission. And we're submitting to God. We're not going and indulging in the luxuries that we normally would have enjoyed. We would have been eating right now, perhaps, having something to drink. Right now, those things are impermissible for the majority of us who are not, or who are in a state of fasting. So we're submitting to God by not doing something, by not eating, not drinking, and so on and so forth. It's also Shahr Tuhur, the month of purity, right? Because this is meant to be a purification, not a detox. That you fast, like your doctor will tell you to fast, or before you go for blood work, you'd have a fast. No, this is a different level of purification, although there is a physical component of fasting as well. But it is a spiritual detox from the time that we live in and being surrounded by sin and maybe even performing sins. But we all try and make it at a point in Ramadan. I'm sure we all do, to, even though we may commit acts which are not allowed the rest of the year, we try at least for 30 days to keep away from those. It's also Shahru Tamhis, as the Imam says. It's a month of being put to the test. And when you study the methodology of how to fast, you have to admit that this is a test by God that not everybody will fulfill. There may be people who have lost connectivity with God, unfortunately. And as such, they don't fast in Ramadan, unfortunately. God willing, and I pray to that God will allow you to begin to heal that relationship and to bring back the fast in your life and praying and whatever else may be missing. But fasting is a test from the divine. And as the Imam says, it was Shahrul Qiyam, the month of standing in prayer. Again, it's a month of where we engage in extra prayers at night or in the day. Extra supplications, the du'as are prayed in this blessed month of Ramadan.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around.
ليتك دوما قريب ليتك.